What I'd like to do to start the sermon today is, if it's okay, is read the gospel I'd hoped had actually been in the bulletin. So here it is. This is from Matthew 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words, and they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius, and Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Lord, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to what you did here and the way that it applies to us. Amen. Some of you, maybe all of you, maybe just some of you here, may remember something from a few years ago. We may have done it before some of you joined in with us. But I had a Sunday morning where we were considering what are the gifts of our head, our heart, and our hands. And everybody got post-it notes. And you would take three post-it notes for the gifts of your head, write one on each. That's, you know, things that you know that maybe you could even share with other people, you know, a foreign language or tutor people or whatever it may be. In some course or something. And so three of them, three different post-it notes, then gifts of your heart, things that you're passionate about, things that you just got to have happen, whatever it may be, social justice, feeding the hungry, sharing the gospel, but you know, whatever. And then there was three of your hands. That's things that you can do that you could share with other people, show them how to do it. You know, it may be carpentry, it may be something else. Bill Weatherford, for example, scuba diving, he could show people how to do that. Mm-hmm. Things like that. And so everybody had nine post-it notes, and we put them all up on the wall of the church. And in a really short time, like just it was like a moment after the last one got up, they started falling off. The post-it notes just did not have adhesive that was strong enough to stay on the wall. So I think what people went away with that day was how the post-it notes fell off the wall. No one that I remember commented on, wow, we have so many gifts among us and the things that God could do through us with these gifts. That got lost in the falling post-it notes. And, you know, the 30 or so people, nine post-it notes to each, that's a lot of post-it notes on the wall falling off. So I hope today to redeem just a bit of that from a few years ago by what I want to share with you. John Wesley once said, "The longest distance in the world is from the head to the heart." Hmm. And Brené Brown says, "We get from the head to the heart through our hands." Wow. I want to show how Jesus is doing that today. In this reading and how that might happen in our lives. Through our hands, in whatever way it happens in our lives, Jesus brings his life from our head to our hearts. From agreeing, yes, I agree with that idea, to our hearts, where that shapes our lives. And he does it through our hands. And that can come through any means at all, any means of using our hands at all. So, in this story, we see that the Pharisees and the Herodians are trying to trick Jesus. They're in the middle of a number of tricks they've tried, and they're wanting to make him look foolish. And this famous encounter is about paying taxes. And they put the question to Jesus, is it lawful? And obviously a trick question because Israel was under occupation and Rome was... the law in Rome was that they had to pay taxes to Caesar, even though they didn't want to and wanted to really be free of Roman oppression. Jesus gives them this powerful answer that a lot of people know today. They've maybe never even seen a Bible, but they know this, quote, "Render to Caesar what is Caesar's and what to God what is God's." Now, like you, I've heard this story many times. However, looking at it today, this is the first time that the reaction of the Pharisees and Herodians struck me. I mean, I'm always thinking they kind of, just are quiet and bow their heads and walk away, hoping nobody else sees them for the rest of the day. But it says they were amazed. They were amazed at what Jesus said. And that struck me, and I'm thinking, well, why were they amazed? What was going on with that? And the answer seems that Jesus gives them seems like it would be something that would be helpful to them. Yes, you can. Here's the answer: you pay taxes. Caesar's image is on the coin, so you give that back to Caesar, and then you give to God what's God's. That seems like an awfully helpful, logical answer. But they were amazed at it. I mean, they may have been really impressed about how Jesus avoided political trouble. Today, that would be very amazing for somebody to be able to do that. But even so, it does not seem amazing as we look at it, at least reading it today. That whole thing is puzzling until we see what Jesus did. What exactly is amazing here? Well, what Jesus did was he brought them to a new place, and he did it through their hands. When he said, "Bring me a coin," they had to get a coin and pick it up and in their hands and then look at it. They had to physically do these things. And that's when the idea about Caesar and about God went from their head to their heart. They were used to bringing coins to pay taxes with the image of Caesar. And Jesus says, yes, that's right, but there's something more. You not only bring the image of Caesar back to Caesar, but you bring the image of God back to God. You offer the image of Caesar to Caesar and the image of God to God. Now, the image of Caesar is on the coin. So you pay taxes, you give the coin to Caesar. The image of God is us. We are the image of God. We are created in the image of God. So what goes back to God? Our whole lives, everything about us. We offer to God the image of God, which is everything about us. That was a new place for the Pharisees and the Herodians. And you can almost see them. You picture them holding the coin in their hand, looking at, oh, this goes to Caesar. And, oh, wait a minute. We and our whole lives go to God. And now I can see, how could they not be amazed at that? Not only at what Jesus was pointing out to them, but the actual invitation that Jesus gave them to offer their whole lives to God right there. Now, the question obviously comes up, what's amazing for us? What is Jesus telling us and giving us that's amazing for us? And you've probably been aware of these ideas before. You know, we're in the image of God and we offer to God our lives, ourselves, and all that. But is there something specific this morning that is amazing between you and Jesus? What is Jesus giving you, telling you, sharing with you that brings you to a new place? What builds you in a way this morning that you've never been built before in the presence of Jesus? What is God doing with you right now that is a new thing? The answer will come in a very holistic kind of way, I think, and the Lord may prompt you to do something. Well, that's your hands. And that's how the idea that Jesus is Lord goes from your head to your heart. That's how the teaching that we would agree with and look for and love, that's how the teaching becomes amazing to us. And if you don't mind the obvious reference, that's how the grace of God becomes amazing to us. Because we do something that he prompts us to do with our hands or with our lives. And that will open the way for the grace of God to come from as an idea in our heads to the shape of our hearts. I want to invite you, at least for the moment now, and perhaps during the remainder of the week, you could do it, take some more opportunities. Let the amazement of being in the presence of a creating God fill you right now. And let it, whatever new thing, whatever amazing thing God is doing in you, continue to bring you to a new height of your love for God, your amazement with God, and your life in God. Let's just take a moment of silence before the Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would bring us back to this moment many times, this week and the months and even the years to come. Bring us back to the moment where we meet you, we hear your voice, and we're amazed by what you share with us. And we ask that that would always be reflected in us and always for the glory of your name. Amen.